T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. We are glad you are here. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us today. Thanks so much. And a final hour of the program, but we want to start off smoking, okay? We've had a terrific day when it comes to baseball and the look around the rest of the National League Central. Hopefully you walk away a lot more informed today if you've been listening to the entire program. The Bucks back at it tonight, taking on the Detroit Pistons over in Detroit. And in the meantime, this morning, John Horst, the general manager of your Milwaukee Bucks, he was on with Chuck and Winkler on our flagship station out of Milwaukee on 105.7 FM, The Fan. He was asked, does he feel that he has done enough to win this team a title?
You know, roster building obviously is not a point in time. It's kind of a continuous effort. And I think if you look back at you know, the day after we lost last year in the playoffs until today, the goal is to improve the team, to be better suited for a playoff run, to address some of our needs, to be positioned for success not only now but going forward. And I'm incredibly proud of the work that our group has done, the development that our coaches have done, the players, their development. And I think in my mind there's no doubt that we're a better team than we were last year, that we're positioned to be a strong contender going forward in the future. And I know that we tried to do everything we possibly could to continue to improve this team, and incredibly happy with who we have. And you mentioned the pickup of Marvin Williams. That's a player that we've appreciated and liked and followed his career for a long time, and really think that on the floor and off the floor was a guy that could plug into our system and fit incredibly well and really have an impact on our season the rest of the way. And so I think that was a great pickup for us, and we'll see how it all works out.
Now, the next question is, you know, it gets a little dicey because you've got a stretch run here, okay? So you're on pace to win 70 or 70-plus, but yet you have to manage things down the stretch. You have to figure things out. So what does he look for in the regular season?
If you really look at it, you want to position yourself to be one of the teams that's in contention, that has a chance to contend. And, you know, part of the regular season is to see whether or not you've done that, and to see if the product that you've put together and the group that plays together and is coached, if it fits and it works the way that you expect it would work. And, you know, we test that, we pressure test that with advanced metrics, we pressure test that with a lot of conversation with coaches and players and, you know, our ownership and everything. And so you pressure test that as much as you can. And if you look at our net margin, our offensive rating, our defensive rating, some of our advanced metrics against the best teams in the NBA, some of the things that we felt like we need to address in the offseason, if you kind of test all those things, it feels like we've improved and we're a better team. We're better suited for contention. I think you also want to be positioned in the playoffs. And so I don't think that at the end of the day, having the most wins is the most important thing, but being positioned for a great playoff run is important. So having a high seed, having home court advantage, those things matter. And then you want to experiment with rotations, and you want to figure out different matchups and how you're going to fit against different teams that you think you could potentially be playing in the later parts of the playoffs. And I think we've been able to do that so far, and we're continue to work on that. But ultimately, you want to be playing well, you want to be healthy, and you want to have confidence in the group that you have going into this thing. And as we stand today, we're happy with where we're at. But again, I think we've said it a lot, from every player to every coach to every time we've spoke. Our goal is to get better every single day. So our team genuinely and sincerely is focused on the Detroit Pistons tonight. They want to have a better effort tonight than they did last game, continue to improve each day. And when we get to the playoffs, be best prepared to advance and hopefully compete at the highest level.
Well, that's one of the other, you know, that's one of the other things I guess to think about, because the last time this team was on the floor, they got beat up pretty good. Now, it was without Giannis, but they got beat pretty good by an Indiana Pacers team, and that's the last taste they had in their mouth prior to going to the All-Star break. Was, remember, we had played a lot of the cuts from Middleton and Bledsoe, and a lot of the guys saying, you know what, yeah, we're undefeated without Giannis, and we're proving to everybody we can win without Giannis, and that we're feeling pretty good, and we're a good basketball team. And there are a lot of things that were truthful, but I think also a lot of things that maybe they were getting out over their skis a little bit. So when they took on Indiana without Giannis, it kind of looked effort-wise like they were just rolling the basketballs out, and they ended up getting drilled by the Pacers. Now they're back at it, so this is, you know, let's see how they come out and start the unofficial second half of the season. Also, the question is then, how do you take that roster, keep the band together, but still accentuate pieces around Giannis?
I don't think you ever know. I think you do the best that you can, and you study all the things that you think matter. But I will say that we're incredibly fortunate and lucky and blessed to have a player like Giannis at the center of our franchise. To have him as a franchise player on the floor and off the floor really sets the tone for everything. He has such a unique skill set, but the way he plays, the things he brings to the game every day, the way he competes, he's going to make any player better in our system. And so then the goal and really the task is to find the guy that actually make him better and help him be a better player. And you know, we've obviously been heavily focused on shooting. We've been heavily focused on volume of shooting, guys that are willing to take shots and have the ability to make shots, players that have a high competitive nature, players that have high IQ so they can play off of him, you know, whether it be cutting or spacing. And then off the floor, it's just high character. It's you know, really dedicated individuals that are focused on winning, focused on team more than self. And I think he has some very, very clear benchmarks and standards that matter to him on and off the floor, and it really helps set the tone for what we look for. And we spend a lot of time being intentional trying to add those type of players to our team.
Now the question becomes, are you worrying at all about Giannis and this whole, you know, signing of the Supermax? And it you know, he can't obviously get into a lot of it, but does this the possibility of Giannis leaving, does it worry you?
The great thing is we don't have to answer hypotheticals in our world. We can just deal with realities. And there's a great rule in our league that you can't talk about or do anything that you can't execute. So luckily there's nothing to talk about or execute right now. And when that becomes available, luckily we're on the record, I think, of what we feel and how strongly we feel. And we're not going to discuss it anymore beyond that. And I think it's a great position to be in. The team is focused on getting better every day. Giannis is focused on getting better every day, maximizing the season and figuring out, you know, the future and the future when it comes to that. But a lot of the things that we do every single day is to create a culture of winning and an environment of winning and success to really be positioned for not only the ultimate success now, but long-term sustained success going forward. And so that's where we're at today, and I think we're going to continue to focus on that.
He discussed also the continued progression and the improvement of guys like Chris Middleton.
Chuck, it's unbelievable. Earlier on in the year, it's almost like sometimes you feel like you have to apologize for these guys, because we do have a big margin in our victories and they're not playing the major minutes that a lot of the all-stars are. So you have to go out there and really sell and make the case for some of these guys. And you know, I really think Eric should have been an all-star. And it's a guy playing 28 minutes a night doing significant things. And, you know, thankfully Chris, again, two-time all-star. But it's funny, then you kind of go forward to these last 15 games, and it's really proven, you know, kind of Giannis missed a few games. Chris's minutes had went up and really pushed his minutes up above 30. And the guy's averaging 24, 7 and 5. And so Chris, there's no doubt Chris has improved over the last year. Chris has gotten better every single year. He's one of the guys that I think is really special in our league that just gets better every single year, no matter what his contract situation is, no matter what the team situation is. Chris Middleton continues to become a better NBA player every year, and I really think he's a top 15 guy in our league.
And then second to last question, you're going to hear the last one coming up here in the next segment, but when it comes to Giannis and his little one, has he met Giannis's little one, Ian, yet?
I have. He's it's pretty fun. What a cute little kid, and what a great opportunity for Giannis to just have another experience in life. And he and Mariah, I know, are just kind of enjoying all of that and trying to figure out what it is to be a new parent. For those of us that have young kids, it's it's a different chapter in life, but kind of a special thing for Giannis and his family to experience right now.
So Giannis and company all be back on the floor tonight, starting the unofficial second half of the season as the Bucks get back underway. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, John Horst said something rather interesting when he was asked, do you have a plan B, just in case, when you talk about the hypotheticals of the Supermax, just in case that doesn't pan out. You're going to want to hear that answer coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We are glad you are here. Thanks, as always, for joining us. Hey, we're going to hear from John Horst. One question. And I know Bucks fans don't want to ask it, but it has to be asked. And you're going to hear that answer coming up here momentarily. Hey, if you haven't heard already, our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they have extended last month's financing offer through the entire month of February, by the way. 10 years, 2.99 APR, or 18-month, zero APR to approve credit. Now, because of the demand, and so many people listening to the program going, you know what, got to get me some replacement doors and windows, they need help. They are hiring experienced installers for their Brookfield, Green Bay, and especially Madison locations. So if you're experienced as a window and door installer, listen up, because you should apply now. Pella, number one nationally recognized brand. They've been in business for over 100 years. I mean, come on. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they offer premium pay, some of the best pay in the industry, as a matter of fact, and you're going to get hands-on training, work daily with project managers, and the completion, going to be done second to none. Apply immediately at their website. Go to PellaWI.com/career opportunities. That is PellaWI.com/career opportunities. And go there and check it out. And if you're looking for replacement doors and windows, again, go to PellaWI.com and you can see what I'm talking about. Plus, they offer some terrific financing. And I have these things in my home and they are spectacular. I swear by them. Especially when you wake up in the morning and it's 6 degrees outside and you go to the great room. And I got a massive great room downstairs that is baseboard radiant heating. And it's sitting right there at 70 degrees. It's perfect. And you don't feel the cold from the windows. It's just awesome. And it's a big difference from what it was last year at this time. So thanks to PellaWI.com and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. So the question in everybody's mind, you don't want to ask it, but you feel like you have to, right? Let's just say, and I'm telling you right now, if I had to bet my house on it, Giannis is staying in Milwaukee. I'm not worried about this. But there are those of you who have an angst, have an anxiety. You're worried about this. So the question posed to John Horst was, if indeed all the other scenarios that they hypothetically discussed regarding the signing of a Supermax and such for a big-name player, if those don't work out, what is plan B?
There's no plan B in these scenarios for us.
None. If you don't think that this is a franchise-changing moment, you're crazy. There is no plan B. It's like Apollo Creed yelling, there is no tomorrow. You know, there isn't. You get him locked up, you get him signed, and you continue to build, and you continue to win, and you continue to strive for championships. There is no plan B for John Horst. I mean, you can't make up Giannis' talent. There isn't a plan B. So this Bucks team, they've got all those eggs in that basket. And they're not deviating from that plan one bit, one iota. I think they believe it. I believe it. I think many, many of you who may be sitting on the fence should believe it, that I really firmly believe that Giannis is sticking around. He's going to enjoy Milwaukee for a long time to come. He's going to do some charitable things in the area. He's going to do a lot of wonderful things along the way. And hopefully he brings us 1, 2, 3 titles. And this town is just rolling in championships before it's all said and done. But I'm not freaking out. Just not. I know it's a topic of conversation. I know every national person out there seems to want to talk about where the landing spot would be best for Giannis. But the best landing spot is for 3 reasons. 1, he loves the coach and loves his teammates. 2, the organization has done everything they can to take care of him and basically done everything per request of Giannis to keep this team viable and winning. They have the best record in the NBA. And 3, they can pay him the most. You're winning. You got a great team, great coach, great system, great group. great city, city that loves you, and, oh, by the way, you can make the most money? Come on. Come on. I think you're smoking a lot of the stuff floating up from the South if you think he's going anywhere. That's just me, but there is no plan B. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. But I don't think there's any way, shape, or form that Giannis goes anywhere else but stays in Milwaukee, signs the Supermax, and then this team, this franchise, is off and running. And see what happens after that. But I'm good. I'm feeling good about it. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling good. I mean, let me ask you this. Has anybody out there heard an argument better than what I just gave for Giannis to leave here? Now, we had Eric Name on yesterday, and we asked him about the comments when Giannis said about playing with his brothers, whether it be in Milwaukee or L.A. And remember, Eric Name said that was the question. Giannis, would you play in Milwaukee or L.A. to play with your brothers? And he said, whether it was Milwaukee or L.A., yeah, I'd love to play with all my brothers. I'd like to have my brothers all together. So he kind of parroted the question. It wasn't as if he was saying, well, I'd like to play in L.A. or play in Milwaukee. Either way, it's good with me. He wasn't saying that. He was referencing his brothers more than anything. So remember that when you start to talk about that little quip of Giannis, which set Twitter world on fire. Oh, my God, he wants to go to L.A. No, that wasn't it. He was just talking about playing with his brother. He wasn't talking about anything else. So is there another reason out there that I'm missing to say that Giannis would not want to remain here in our own backyard? I can't think of one. Now, if they don't win a championship, it depends on why. Okay, do they just get beat? Do they need another piece? Is there injuries? Suddenly down the stretch, do they have two, three, four guys go down with injuries and suddenly they're depleted? Is it a falling out with management, coaching, ownership, whatever? Or if they just get beat and they just one player away or one shot away and they go right down to the wire, but they're in the finals, come on, you're winning basketball games. You'd be crazy to leave at that point. But I really believe this team is, barring injury, has got the medal at this point to at least get to an NBA finals, and after that, we'll wait and see. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, and the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag Admirals50 talk line. We are broadcasting live out of the Team Hochberg studios. Visit my guy David and his team at 56david.com. Hit me up on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can find us over there as well. We'd love to hear from you. I got a couple of emails regarding, we were talking a little bit earlier about the National League Central. And if you want to climb in on that discussion, too, we're going to have basically open phone lines for the last half hour of the program, so you can jump in. But this one's from Judith. Judith writes, on this particular day, I listen to everybody talk about the National League Central, and I don't know who to believe as to what team is going to be the best. I think it's going to be a four-team race. Do you think that beating up on one another will cause this team not to have enough to get to a World Series? No, I think if anything, when you have that much competition within your own division because you play the unbalanced schedule, that it actually bodes well for you because then a lot of games specifically down the stretch become meaningful. You know what I mean? So you're playing meaningful baseball, competitive baseball, almost playoff-style baseball. You get used to it. Now, whether or not it takes something out of you, I'm not a big believer in that. I mean, good teams play well when the chips are down, you know? So I'm not a big believer in that. But, you may not be the best overall record in baseball because of it. But I think overall, yeah, it's good. It's good for it's good for those teams in the National League Central, for the teams that are vying for the top spot. I don't think it's detrimental. It's not like, say, basketball, where you're playing a hard game. Because down the stretch, the Bucks are going to be playing teams over 500, and they're going to be playing in probably some competitive games unless they have everything locked up being the number one seed. And then the only reason to play hard competitive basketball would be as if you're trying to get to 70 wins or better. And I think a lot of the guys have said, yeah, they'd love to win 70, but that's not the prize. And they have become very well aware of the year that Golden State won 73, but they didn't win the championship. It's great to win 70, 72, 73 games, but who cares? If you're not walking away with the Larry O'Brien trophy, doesn't mean anything. That means you just have a name in a record book in a year in which you didn't win a championship. And you're become more of a sub-note than anything. So I don't have a problem with it at all. 855-830-8648. Chime in. This one's from Joe. Joe writes in Wendy's email inbox, I don't think Giannis is going to want to stick around in a cold weather, small market city. Everybody talks about wanting to go play in L.A. The weather's obviously better. The money's going to be just as good. No, it's not. This is the reason. Okay. It's not as if he's going to go make $250 million with the Lakers. Okay, he signs a supermax to stay in Milwaukee. This is what it's designed to do, is to find somebody, draft somebody, cultivate somebody, and then be able to pay them more than anybody else to keep them in Milwaukee or keep them in your town. It doesn't allow other teams to give them more room, more space to go out and sign them to a supermax elsewhere. Okay, he would sign for a lot of money, but he wouldn't sign for the $250 million-plus that he would sign with the Bucks for. Okay, just so we're clear, he can't go sign elsewhere for the same amount of money or more. Can't do it. So just so we're clear on that. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll open it up. You want to talk National League Central, Brewers, Bucks? We'll just open it up because a lot of people chiming in on many different things. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show is coming up. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Neumel Medical Center, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. They have a 98% success rate at treating guys with erectile dysfunction. And if you're looking for better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, more energy, if you're over the age of 30, go in, get your numbers checked, and see if you don't have a low T. And if you do, they can put you on a program. It's great. Works, gives you more energy, like I said, more mental clarity. You're sleeping better at night, feeling more refreshed and rested during the day. It's an awesome program. And then there's the all-in-one weight loss program. And yes, that works as well. So, but you can't do anything if you don't call. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That is the Neumel Medical Center. Call the medical experts over there today. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Blowing down the wide at night. I'm singing through these power lines and I'm running on time and feeling all right. Skipping over the curtains.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. Thanks to Mark listening to us up in Wausau, and thanks to Jane listening to us in Tomahawk, one of our newest affiliates. So appreciate you guys listening, and thanks for dropping me an email to say hello. By the way, I had one a little bit earlier today, and I didn't get a chance to read this. We were talking about how cold it was this morning when I got up, and I got an email, and I'm gonna grab this here real quick. This is from, where the hell did it go? Did I lose it? I must have lost it. I can't believe that. No. Oh, no, here it is. It's from Dan. Dan says, greetings from Webb Lake, Wisconsin, where this morning it was 26 below. That's not with wind chill. So he said 6 degrees down there is balmy. That's from Dan. Where is Webb Lake, Wisconsin? It's got to be in an affiliate area, but I don't know where Webb Lake, Wisconsin is. Got to find that place because that's some seriously cold stuff right there. Webb Lake, Wisconsin. How far up is that? It's up near 77. That is, oh, well, God, that's near Superior Duluth, and that's over there near the border by Minnesota. Holy mackerel, that is, yeah, we need an affiliate up there, too. We got to find one in the Superior Duluth area. Listening to us on the app, by the way. So there you have it. I get an email here just right after that. Mark says it was 10 degrees below this morning here in Rib Lake. I don't even know where Rib Lake is. We're going to start getting all these weird towns. People are going to start emailing. Where is Rib Lake, Wisconsin? Rib Lake is up there too. Never heard of Rib Lake. Rib Lake, Webb Lake, everybody's got a lake, for God's sakes. We should be the land of 1,000 lakes, not Minnesota. Holy mackerel. You get up near Minocqua and Eagle River, three lakes. Manitowish Waters, all those places. Holy mackerel, they got lakes everywhere up there. So there you go. Anyway, that concludes our tour around the state portion of cold weather, and we can top you. So there you go. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This one's from Jacob, and Jacob says, the one thing I did not hear is David Stearns talk about the reduction in payroll. And by the way, they're referring to the cuts from the interview that we played a little bit earlier today with David Stearns. He did talk about operating in the parameters of, the finances of a smaller market team. Now, the one thing, and I will say this, and I get it. I'm not discounting that. I'm not disputing that. Mark Attanasio said it, and there's a gray area. It just is. Where, as a fan, you want to know that your team's going to spend the money. Okay? But I think where we as fans, where we want to believe they're going to spend the money is in the offseason. You know, are you going to throw caution to the wind and give us a $130, $150 million payroll? You know, hey, some of the bigger names that are out there, the Garrett Coles of the world, are you in? Yes or no? That's what fans want to know. When you talk about, is money the object? Is money going to be the stumbling block? Is that the speed bump to success? And when they say, no, it won't be, fans go, okay. Then Garrett Cole was available. Bryce Harper was available. Manny Machado was available. There's all these big names that are out there. And you want to jump in on that. But what they mean is, if you read it in the subtitles, is money will not be the object if come the trade deadline, we are right there and we need to make a move for one particular player that's going to get us over the top and he's got a big salary, but we can dump that salary relatively quick. That's what they mean when they say money is not the object. They will never, Mark Attanasio said, I've never said no to a general manager who's come to me with a player to say, look, we probably can't afford this guy, but we got to go get him. He's never said no, okay? But does that mean that that guy has ever come to Mark Attanasio and said, hey, Mark, look, Bryce Harper's on the open market, Garrett Cole's out there, Manny Machado's out there, you can go through the whole list. Let's go get him. At that point in time, Mark may lean over the desk and go, you know what, between me and you, no. That's not going to happen. We're not going to go spend $230, $340, $400 million on one guy. So that leads you then down the primrose path. That is what's going to happen with Christian Yelich, because you only have him for a few more years before you really start to have to make some decisions. And you're milking that cow for all it's worth right now. Fair or unfair, you are milking the hell out of that cow. Because if he puts up another MVP type of season, I said it before, I'll say it again. He has had better numbers than Mike Trout, and everybody considers Mike Trout to be the best player in baseball. He puts up good numbers like this again this season. He will have better back-to-back-to-back numbers than Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, you name it. Therefore, he will then be considered the best player in all of baseball. And that guy may be your first half-billion-dollar man. And that'll never happen in Milwaukee. Never happen in Milwaukee. So, and don't forget, the Players Association is going to have something to say about this, because they're going to say, we're glad you enjoy Milwaukee. We're glad you want to stay in Milwaukee, but we don't want you to sign in Milwaukee, because we want you to go to New York or Philadelphia or L.A. or somewhere with a big, or Chicago or Houston, somewhere with a big market that is going to pay you gobs of money. Because what you will then do is be the biggest boat in the bay, because your high tide will raise all ships. And that's what they want. So, like I said, enjoy it while it lasts. 855-830, and I hate to be the big bucket of cold water here unless he decides to take a deal right now. But that's kind of the economics of baseball, unless they make a decision to change things. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? Do it. Van writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I heard this morning the interview with David Stearns. I thought David Stearns tried to double talk his way out of a lot of questions without saying things specific. I am happy with the team. I'm not unhappy with management. I just wish they would tell us straight out that they're not going to pay a lot for players. Well, I think, yeah, but it's kind of like, the actions speak louder than words. And I'm not downplaying the organization. You know, this is one of those years where they're going to make a little bit of money, most likely, or at least break even. And hopefully, if there is a need at the mid portion of the season, they have the capability to go out and get it. And there you go. They can do that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, do it. Go ahead and give us a shout. We'd love to hear from you, 855-830-8648. This one's from Matt. Matt writes in Wendy's email inbox as well. He says, hey, guys, I am optimistic for this Brewers season. I think other teams in the National League Central are going to beat up on one another. I don't think the Cubs are going to be as good as predicted. I predict the Cardinals begin to fall off because of their age. And Cincinnati won less than 50% of their games last year. Can we really expect them to all of a sudden win 90 games? No. The Brewers are right there. They're in the thick of things, and they have players that know how to win in September. This is going to be an exciting season. Get more optimistic. Here we come summer. There you go. I'm with you. I'll go with that. I'll absorb some of that optimism. I don't mind that at all. Take it. There you go, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, go ahead and do so. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there, Quick Trip. Quick Trip, they have fried chicken. If I haven't told you that already and you haven't seen it for yourself, I highly recommend you go in and you check it out for yourself. They do. And the best part about Quick Trip is that they've been taste testing it against some of the national brands, and it's been beating some of the national brands. Now, it's not at every location, but it's at many, and they're trying to get it into all. Quick Trip is frying fresh, delicious, hand-breaded chicken right there at Quick Trip just for you, hot and ready to pick up. Available in two-piece dark meat, two-piece white meat, family portions in the half chicken, eight-piece chicken, three-piece tenders, eight-piece tenders. They got it all, plus the sides, mashed potatoes, gravy, potato wedges, macaroni and cheese. They've got it all. Good stuff. Is your mouth watering yet? Head into your local Quick Trip, and when you're there, don't forget about the Quick Trip loyalty card as well. It is free. You can download the app on any mobile device you may have, and you're good to go from our friends at Quick Trip. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. Coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Shall we continue on? We are glad you're here. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? Go ahead and do so. Hey, don't forget about tomorrow night. If you're heading downtown, I know that many of you are going to the Auto Show Gala, which is going to be taking place over at the Convention Center, downtown Milwaukee. Head over and see my buddy Gene over at San Giorgio tomorrow night. Milwaukee's only pizzeria, Napoletana, North Old World, 3rd Street, in Milwaukee, right next to Calderon Club. You go into Calderon Club, you order the Bill Michaels. Find my buddy Alex. He's the waiter in there. Go to Alex, tell him you want the Bill Michaels. That stuff, you don't even eat it. You just you pack it up, you take it home, you throw it in bed, you roll around in it. It's just that good. It's an obscene evening. Otherwise, you get the Bill Michaels pizza over at San Giorgio. You pair that up with Point Beer Cider Boys. Good stuff. Put some cheese on there. Put some Parmesan cheese on that stuff. But, such good. So good. Stop down there and see the gang at San Giorgio. Also, don't forget to pair it up with Point Brewing's Cider Boys. Go to pointbeer.com for all that info as well. And maybe see you downtown tomorrow night. Who knows? Looks like a downtown night tomorrow night when it comes to the weekend. They got the big gala down there as the car show is getting ready to get underway here in Milwaukee. Got this one from Mark. Mark says, hey, I heard you talking about music a little bit earlier. You never mentioned the 80s music of Bon Jovi. How could you? I'm sorry. I said, look, there's so much good music that you Def Leppard was there. Another good one. Then you get into some of the weird ones. What was the other one? Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Who was that? That was Wham. That was the other one somebody else brought up a little bit earlier. So, hey, there was Guns N' Roses was another big one. Of that ilk. Then it was Culture Club and Boy George and Karma Chameleon, if you remember that one. You had the B-52s, you had George Michael, Rick Springfield. This is off the top of my head. We already mentioned Pat Benatar, Joan Jett, Tina Turner, that whole realm. Yeah, there was some good music came out of that decade. Let's go to Jim listening to us in Greendale. Jim, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Thanks, Bill. I have a couple comments about baseball. I'd like to preface it by saying I've been a baseball fan all my life. I love the game. My mother's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. She played for the Rockford Peaches in the first 2 years.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. I learned baseball from her. Concerning the Astros and the sign stealing, I think it's much ado about nothing. How often is anybody trying to steal signs? All the time. It's pretty easy. Change your indicator every inning, and they can't steal your signs. It's a no-brainer. The third base coach gives signs the whole game, and I'm sure they're trying to steal his signs, but they change the indicator every inning so that they can't catch up with his signs. And the other thing is, these games are so slow. I timed it. Every pitch is 25 to 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Have a pitch clock. And don't let the batter stay get out of the box more than twice in an at-bat.
Mm-hmm.
So have a pitch clock. They have it in basketball. They have it in football. The football, as far as sign stealing, you know, they have, it went as far as to get lip readers. So now they just cover their mouth when they put the,
yep.
The play in. I think there's as much ado about nothing. Get on with the game. If somebody can steal your signs, then do it differently. So that's my comment.
Jim, I appreciate the phone call, Jim. The one difference, sign stealing's been a part of the game for forever, okay? There's no doubt about that. But it's usually coming from a guy that's on second who signals in one way, shape, or form. It's not coming from a guy who sets up a camera in center field, runs a wire to the clubhouse, hooks it up to a TV monitor, and then a guy that's in the clubhouse gets the sign, sees what the indicator is on a pretty consistent basis, and then starts banging on a garbage can to let you know if it's a breaking ball or not. That's a little different. So I throw it out there. Sign? No, I agree with you. Hey, if you figure out the key indicator and a guy grabs his nose, and every time he grabs his nose, and the first sign after that is what they go by, whether it's a steal or a bunt or whatever, I get it. That's your own fault. Change your indicator. But when you are a catcher and you are doing everything you can to hide your signs, and your first one is flicking your fingers, and your second one is flicking your fingers, and then you put down a myriad of signs, and then they see, oh yeah, the second sign is the one that you actually throw, which would be the breaking ball, and they bang on a garbage can and let your guy know it's coming. That's a little different. That just is. That's a little bit different. This one's from Jacob. Says, I can't believe you didn't mention Rick James, biatch, and super freak. I'm sorry. There's only so many minutes in the program. We could go through the greatest. Wait, where is Casey Kasem? Dig his ass up. He's dead now, right? We should be having Casey Kasem on to go through the top 100 of the 80s. Margie says, Prince just recently passed, but he really began to make his name in the 80s. I completely agree. That whole Purple Rain album came out in the 80s, if I'm not mistaken. When Doves Cry was on that, was 83 or 84 or something like that. It was right before I got out of high school. this one's from Kyle, who says, I remember growing up in the 80s back in 1982. I had the Iran Flock of Seagulls haircut. Remember that? Where they just put moose in one side and it went straight up, looked like a giant fan. Big piece of wind came by. They looked like a sailing vessel of some type. For gosh sakes, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. Was that by Mr. Mister? No, Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. That was Wham. Mr. Mister sang. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Broken Wings. They sing Broken Wings. The only reason I know this is because coming out of high school into college, I needed to make money. And one of my jobs I ended up getting as a DJ in a nightclub. There was three big nightclubs in Cincinnati, Ohio. One was called Lucy's in the Sky, which was atop the Holiday Inn, and it overlooked the entire city. The other one was over at LaBoom, which was the biggest, rockingest nightclub. It was right on the water. It was built on a barge on the water that overlooked Cincinnati, and every now and then I got to guest DJ over there. But I was the DJ at Lucy in the Sky. And then there was another one actually up in a place called Clifton up near campus that was called Burgundy's, and I played a couple of times up there too. But yeah, that was back in the day when you actually had to mix, beat mix with your hand and put the vinyl albums on a set of Techniques 1200 turntables and bounce them back and forth rather than what you do today where you spin it computer-wise, and you can see the beats, and all you got to do is match the beats up on your laptop, and all of a sudden, boom, you let it go, and there it is. That was when you had to do it by hand. You had to do it by ear, by count, and by hand. Some guys were really good at it. I was okay. I was never. Some guys were just fantastic. I mean, they blew me away. But I did it for a little while, just for a short period of time. Just made some money doing it. And had a lot of fun. You got to drink for free. Got to listen to your favorite music. Got to hang out in the club. Didn't have to dance. I wasn't much of a dancer. My mom made me dance. My mom and dad did Fred Astaire dance studios. They were instructors. That's how my mom and dad met. Was my dad was coming out of the service. My mom was the assistant superintendent to the Cincinnati Public School System, and they met at a dance. So they went dancing all the time. That was like back in the days in the 40s, 50s, and 60s when that's what you did. And so when they would come home after teaching certain things, especially in the 70s, which sucked with disco, but because I was 6'5 in sixth grade, it was easy to test stuff out with me. So I had to learn how to dance in our living room. So every time we'd go to weddings, it would be like my Aunt Joan was divorced, so was my Aunt Syl. They'd always come over, and then I'd have to dance. I hated it, having to dance with all your aunts when you were younger. It was terrible. Seventh grade, eighth grade. You're trying to meet the girls, you know, that are in the seventh and eighth grade, maybe a high school girl. And instead, you know, you got your Aunt Syl coming over going, no, come on. Wasn't great. Just pointed out. Stunted my social growth. Nothing like all the pictures with all the hot girls from your grade. They're on one end of the spectrum, and then there you are between your Aunt Joan and your Aunt Syl on the other side. That's it. That's the way today ends. Good show, though, today. Great way to spin around the rest of the National League Central. Hopefully you got a good look at what the Brewers are up against. Until tomorrow, which tomorrow we're going to break down the Bucks Game 1 coming back in the unofficial second start of the season. As they are over in Detroit tonight, we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk a lot more from about the NFL as well. Until then, though, time for us to go. Have a going. Peace.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.